The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
The insurance system makes everybody crazy, kind of like Colorado weather this past few days. That laughing voice you hear, yes, that is disdain in the face of blizzards from Mr. Antonio Briseño. He's the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. I'm Ted Robertson, his very fortunate co-host. Antonio's been in the insurance world for about 20 years or more. He's seen this industry from the inside, and he's watched it change, and it's just as messed up as it ever was and probably getting worse. So don't try to DIY your insurance stuff. You need Antonio in your life to handle this stuff for you. That's why he does what he does. If you take my advice, give him a listen. He's going to save you money and time. Today, we're on part six of our seven-part series. Mr. Briseño, welcome to the studio. You came into the parking lot pretty much sideways, like most of us this past few days. Nasty weather we had over the week.
Oh, yes. The weather was crazy. I mean, I think the craziest thing was not knowing what's going to happen because, you know, there was a lot of, when I left the, one of the days this week, when I left the office, I mean, the power was flickering on and out. And so that kind of makes you wonder, well, am I going to get home and am I going to have no electricity?
Yeah.
I mean, I was okay with the internet going out because I wanted to see how the kids reacted, but the power, that would be a little crazy. I have an electric stove, so that was really that was really bothering me. So, you know, I had to pick up some things right before I went home, and so roads were crazy. I even took pictures of one of the ways home, and it was pretty white.
Yeah, a little bit harsher than what we've been used to all winter, but certainly Colorado weather. We hope all of you were safe and you came through without any problems this past week at all.
Yes.
Glad you're here with us today. So, Antonio, let's talk about part six of the seven-part series on the secrets you are delivering to business owners to keeping their employees. Today, in the first segment, we're going to talk about Key Man. In the second segment, we're going to go into deeper details, and this is where things get interesting. If you've been with us from part one through part five, and now you're with us through part six, and you'll be here for part seven, today is where we tie things together in a really interesting way, and it is going to be around Key Man, explaining what that is, the why of it, and how everything comes together as an example around Key Man that we have talked about for the previous five parts of the series.
Oh, yes. It's pretty crazy. And this has been wonderful. We have gotten quite a few calls, people asking questions about the different parts of our series. So that's been great. I want to thank everyone that's listening and listening to our podcast and that's calling because we really are here to help. And, you know, whether you just have one question or you're just concerned about something, you don't really know what to do, or you need to do something immediately, it doesn't matter. Just call me and we'll help every way we can.
Let's give contact information. Let's also give directions to the podcast.
Sure. So 719-203-6424 is our office number. If we don't answer, just leave a message. We will get back to you as soon as possible. And then also, to get to the podcast, you go to KRDO.com, hit the radio tab, and then click on podcast and then find my name.
You look for The Agent with
yes.
Antonio Briseño and that nice photograph of you sitting there with that big smile. So, yeah, I'm like you. I want to race ahead this morning because there's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about. There's been a lot going on. And so that's great. And I know, Ted, your schedule's been crazy too.
Yeah, I love it.
And so we have... we have some great things coming up as well that we'll talk about.
A special announcement we're going to make at the end of the second segment, so do not go away.
Well, not only that, but we have the show at a special location coming up.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be in tropical, beautiful, sunshiny Curacao.
Yes.
I will be here in the studio.
Yeah, but one of my former associates, he's an agent in Denver, or used to be. He actually moved to Texas, and he was so nice to show pictures on Facebook of 83 degree weather in Texas.
Oh,
wasn't
wow.
he nice?
Yeah. And, you know, you kind of cup your hands over the picture hoping to get some of that heat because it's so cold around here.
Yeah. So, yeah, today. So now we're going to be talking about Keyman. What is Keyman? And, I mean, some people have heard of it. Some people have not. So basically, Keyman, what that is, you know, if you have a business that has important people in it that your business can't run without them, that could be a key man or key woman. And, you know, there anything can happen, as we've talked about the insurance world. I mean, as my buddy here, Ted, always says, it's chaotic. It's crazy, and it is.
Don't try to do this. Don't try this at home kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't. I don't think there is a book for that, but you never know. There probably is, but give me a call. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
So, Keyman, so if you have that person that your business cannot run without, and if you lose them, and it'd be really expensive, that's a whole thing we've been trying to talk about for this whole series. And so you want to keep those people. You don't want to lose them for any reason. And so Keyman is a great opportunity that you can go ahead and provide extra benefits to that person so that they do want to stay with you longer. And there's many ways to do that. So we're going to get into all the different parts of what we can put into Keyman. Life insurance can be part of it. Investments can be part of it. Disability could be a part of it as well. So there's many areas. And then when we get into the life insurance side, we're going to talk about the many different ways you can do that too. So there's really a lot to it. And once again, if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to give me a call, 719-203-6424, and we'll help you. And like I said, if the phones are busy, just leave me a message. I will get back to you. I'm not in the studio all day on Saturdays because the kids yell at me if I'm there all day. So we do have to stop taking calls at some point. But we do want to answer your questions. We do want to help you. That's why we do the show. That's why we're out there. And that's why we do what we do. So one of the biggest parts is you could use investments for a key man. So you can go ahead and you know, you can do a 401k. You could do any annuities. You could do life insurance. Life insurance is probably a very popular one because what you can do is if you're a small company, you're thinking, well, I can't do a 401k. Well, there's a lot of different ways you can use life insurance that can work like that 401k. Can't go and get into the weeds about that. If you have questions, give me a call. But you could use insurance products that actually have cash value. And if you do that, then what you can do is you can make yourself the owner. You make yourself the beneficiary or the business. And then you set a period of time where that employee needs to stay. So whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is, when they have reached that point, then you turn it over to them, basically. You know, they become the owner. Whoever they want to be the beneficiary is the beneficiary, and then they have access to any of the values there. Great thing for them because what did they put it? Oh, did I forget? You're paying the premiums. So it's a great opportunity for them because what are they doing? They're just doing their job. So they're showing up, they're building your business, and you've added this extra value to them. So when they have stayed that period of time that you have agreed, they get this money and they get this benefit. So it's a great option. And it can be done many different ways and it could be, a lot less work than doing a 401k if you don't have the number of people that you need. Like I said, we're not going to get into those. We don't do 401k, so we're not an expert in that. Know plenty of people that are, so if you need a referral, give us a call, 719-203-6424, and we will definitely help you. That's another thing that we do and have always done. We have always referred other professionals in the community. That's one of my favorite things to do is someone comes into my office and they say, hey, do you have an accountant? Do you have a great radio guy? Well, I think I know one of those.
What's his name? Don't. It's okay, Antonio.
So, but yeah, we do that all the time. All the time. And it's great. And I love it. Because what we want to do is we want to be here to help. And so if you're confused about a mechanic, an attorney, it doesn't matter. We'll probably know one of them. Or if we don't, we'll find one for you. And so that's just an extra service we have always offered, and we will always, we would like to go ahead and do some more with that and make it a little more easier for people. And so that's a good idea that we have seen work for a lot of people for many years in the insurance world. It's so popular that actually there are classes that you can take for CE credits, the continuing education. Have it on those life insurance policies where you can actually use those as bonus programs to keep your employees. I normally do my CEs in life insurance because it's pretty interesting. So the other way is disability. So disability is, as we talked about last week, you could use disability as well. How would you use disability? Well, you could use disability in a couple different ways. One, what if that employee has a disability and it affects you? You know, that employee's not coming to work. You need money to cover the replacement. Well, you could use that money to go ahead and replacement, or you could be nice and you can give that money to the employee. So a lot of different ways we can use that. A lot of different policies like we talked about last week that we could use as well. So once again, give us a call. Let us know if you have any questions. And please check out our podcast too. And you know where to go there. If you don't, it's krdo.com. Click on the radio tab, go to podcasts, and look for me, the agent.
So the key man piece is business owners know who their key people are. We also call them pillars. Most businesses have two or three pillars in their worlds that really help keep things going. And then it's such a competitive environment, and people loving to job hop these days. The younger they get, the more quickly they tend to move on. You need to be competitive in this space, in the benefit space, to keep them. So a key man, key woman in your operation, somebody who is essential, you can't run your business without them. This is a great way to give them a whole lot of something extra as an incentive to be competitive against your competitors, and give them something extra to induce them to stay. Antonio, 45 seconds in this segment. When we come back, we're going to bring more of the parts and pieces of Key Man together, of the first five parts in the series together around Key Man, get into a little bit more deeper detail, give you a really good and clear example, and make that special announcement as well. It's all about helping you relax and be stress-free. That's all we get to tell you for the moment. So let's go get that break out of the way. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent, here on KRDO News Radio. I am his very fortunate co-host, Ted Robertson. Listen live online at KRDO.com. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. Ted Robertson here, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent, who gets things done. Antonio, I think the favorite text that you sent me recently was a couple of earlier this week when we were batting the breeze a little bit over text, and you shared with me that you went to what you called an agent party, and now everybody calls you the agent in Health Markets.
Oh, yeah. Well, not in Health Markets. It's just my my team.
Your team. Okay.
My Colorado team. So I have the great privilege of being part of the Kirsch Territory, and the Kirsch Territory... that's Steve Kirsch. Love the guy. He's awesome. And so he is over five states.
Mm-hmm.
And so Colorado is one of them. We have the great privilege. He is here in Colorado. And so he is our territory vice president, and he is our agency manager as well. So he takes two jobs on.
So he calls you the agent now.
So he calls me the agent. And so funny. We went to Joel Lee is my sales leader.
Uh-huh.
He's been one of the top leaders and agents in Colorado for years. And so he did a team party. So for our immediate team, and then a good friend of mine in the Boulder area, Tasha Riggs, she's an amazing agent as well. Our two teams got together and we had a party downtown Denver, which was a lot of fun. But yeah, when I walked in, I'm like, hey, so what is that that Steve calls you? Like, hey, it's the agent. I'm like, yes, the agent.
It is true. He is the man who gets things done. 203-6424 is the number to reach Antonio. That's 203-6424. What we're doing in this segment is now we're going to take all the elements of parts 1 through 5. We're going to pull those together around a hypothetical key man package we're going to create. So we're going to walk you through the steps of how that's done, how the package is built, and what your experience is going to be like working with Antonio. And just a reminder, this stuff doesn't cost you anything to sit with him. You get Antonio's time at no charge. It's just what he loves to do. And remember, too, that this is all about keeping turnover or keeping churn, keeping retention up and turnover and churn down in your employees, especially your key people, those people that your business cannot live without. So, Antonio, I will be Mr. Business Owner, and I will be sitting with you, and I'm going to answer questions that you're going to ask me. But what you're going to ask me, a typical experience might be, tell me about your business. What's the current state of affairs? Who are your key people? Tell me about them. And what flows from that are those parts and pieces that you're going to pull out of parts 1 through 5 and bring those together around a really nice benefits package for your key people.
Yes, Ed. So one thing that we use, and I have to thank Health Markets for it, is we use what's called a fact finder. It helps us do the analysis so that we can go through a lot of these points. And we have other tools that we can use as well. And then so a lot of my experience has been helpful as well, just knowing what questions to ask. And so when we sit down with that individual, we're going to go ahead and go through the business. And we're going to go ahead and ask them, well, so how many employees do you have? How long you've been in business? Exactly what do you do? And then we're going to find it in what the employees do. And then we're going to find out, okay, so if you don't know everything about the employees, some businesses do. Some businesses have those had those employees for so many years that they're like family. And so they know everything. And so sometimes we're able to get that information, and sometimes we just legally have to ask the employee directly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we want to do. We do want to sit down with the employees individually as well to find out certain things. But with the employer. So we're going to sit down and we're going to say, what do you want? You know, really, how do you want to take care of your employees? And that's what we talked about in the health section, because there's a lot of different ways we do that there. There's ways that I recommend that not a lot of businesses are doing. And so I always want my companies that I work with, I want them to be a step above in helping their employees.
All right, so Antonio, let's take this scenario, for example. Let's say I own a printing company, and I have 10 members on my team. And right below me, there are 3 essential people.
Yep.
Super essential person is my ops manager.
Yes.
So let's wrap a key man package around that ops manager.
Sure. So for that ops manager, what we want to do is we're going to look at, well, where are the challenges? So if that ops manager passes away, that could be a problem. And so one thing we want to do there is you're probably going to want to have a couple policies in place. That ops manager has to have life insurance for his family. We got to start there. The number one, family's first. So if you are an employer who cares about employees, you know, tell them to do that. And so that's something they have personally. And so they have that business. So the business should have a policy that is going to cover the business. So if that ops manager passes away, that money comes to the business, so the business has more funds to go ahead and train, hire that new employee to take care of them. Now, also another way what we can do is Let's say that ops manager is being looked at by some other bigger companies, might have some more money.
That's the stuff I want to know about.
That's the stuff. Okay, so.
And how are you going to help me keep my ops
manager? Well, you
know,
I had to think about the family, too.
Oh, absolutely. No, there's this element that we've discussed before, and we're hearing this more and more from business owners, that the better experience you give your employees, the better experience they will give your customers, and your
yes.
business will grow.
Yes.
Right? That's why family first. Always.
Correct.
Yeah. So help your employee help his family and protect his family or her family. And that's a big, giant brownie point. Okay, let's get some more brownie points in here.
So the brownie point for the business is, so that employee gets looked at by a headhunter, and they're like, hey, we can offer you this much, and we can do this for you. And so the employee's like, you know, I want that new Tesla. Oh, that was me. And then so what you can do is you're able to put the policy together so that you can actually create a different bonus structure. And so that's what we talked about just a minute ago, is we can go ahead and create, it could be a life insurance, it could be investments, where you have this vehicle. This vehicle has value in it. And so that value goes to that employee after they have been in the business for a certain amount of time that you have decided, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever it is. And then you are going to be putting money into whatever that vehicle is. So you're putting the money into this vehicle. It's kind of like a retirement plan, but on a shorter scale.
Okay. So as the business owner, I've had my ops manager for, let's say, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to retire in 10 years. I like my ops manager so well. Not only am I going to do a key man package for him, benefits package, and compete against the headhunters that are coming after him because he's so good.
Right.
He's my treasure. I'm going to pass my business on to my key man. So that's where we need to take that into consideration as well. So I'm going to ask him to stay 10 years as part of this policy, this life and policy that I can then turn over to him that becomes his and he gets the direct benefits from. But between now and then, if I lose him, I'm the one that is protected.
Correct.
So, I'm paying the premiums, but I'm doing that because this ops manager of mine is worth it.
Yeah. So you are the owner of the policy. You are the beneficiary. So if that person was to pass away, then you would be able to get the benefit there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could also do that with a disability. So if you have a disability policy and you are the owner and the beneficiary, then you, your business, would get the funds.
The hit by a truck theory we've talked about
yep.
in every single part of this series is if something happens to my ops manager going across the parking lot to his car to go home that day, and now all of a sudden he or she is disabled, I am, once again, I'm protected both financially and in other ways.
Well, let's just talk about Monday traffic.
Let's not. No traffic weeds. Sorry.
Well, I mean,
Monday traffic is crazy.
How many accidents did we have on I-25 and how long was it shut down for?
Right. Yeah. Those are the unexpected things that we can't control. That's why we come to Antonio and we say, Antonio, here's what the headhunter's offering, for example. Maybe that's the thing that motivates me. I would rather all business owners be proactive
yes,
in getting
please.
Next to you and asking about this. And just so head off the headhunters. I mean, you can find out. You can do some intel. We can all do intel and find out what headhunters are offering. Your employee may just come to you and say, I was approached and. And if that person is key and you really, really want to keep them, you will fight, and Antonio will be in there fighting in your corner with you. So we're now focused on a way to do this via a life insurance policy that becomes the employee's after a given period of time. But in the meantime, you benefit. We are also focused a little bit on disability, for example. So you got to protect yourself against the hit by a truck theory with your key person, right? Then there are obviously other things that can be done as well.
Well, yeah, then we have the basics that we talked about already. You have your health insurance. You know, you might be covering 100% of that employee's health insurance at that time. There's the supplemental coverage that we talked about as well. That could be disability policies, illness policies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when we're looking at that full package, they're going to have basically everything. They're going to have their dental, their vision, their health, their supplemental, their life insurance, their disability. And who knows, maybe we throw in some investments in there as well. It wouldn't be through me unless you're doing annuities, but we can refer you to someone.
But you do have strategic partnerships throughout the community that help get those bases covered.
Yes.
So again, this is all about, this series has been all about the 7 secrets of keeping your employees, and this is definitely one of the biggies. If you have a key staff member, and now you see how all the parts and pieces begin to come together, and we can use those, we can leverage those in terms of putting a benefits package together that will help you keep your key staff members.
Yes. And that's really, people have asked me, you keep on saying you do these consultations for free and you do all this for free. Well, how can you do it for free? The way we're able to do it for free and the way we want to do this is because we're not the just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and never talk to you again. We want to be there to help you with multiple policies. And by helping you with the multiple policies, we don't need to charge any consultation fees. So you have multiple policies with us. We get paid through those policies. Mm-hmm. That helps us to keep our business running and hire new employees and be successful there and help you the best way we can.
All right, Antonio. I think that is a great place to stop. And we're going to be looking to forward to part 7, which is next week. And that's going to be all about buy, sell. And we'll talk to you more about that when we get to next week. But between now and then, you have a new announcement to make. You are now conducting meditation classes to help people decompress, de-stress. And Antonio, we talk about the insurance business being chaotic, and it is. We know that business owners really have a lot to be stressed about. So your invitation is to them. Come and meditate with Antonio. He will teach you the art of meditation. First Saturday is May 4th at 8 a.m. And what's the location and how do they sign up?
So you're going to, for now you can call the office, 719-203-6424. And we will go ahead and on the podcast and so forth, we'll also have we'll have an email address.
Right. Okay.
That we are actually creating for the class. The class is beginner. Let's start there. It's really for people that have never looked into this world. It's really about learning how to breathe and relax and de-stress because we know life is chaotic.
It is.
What it's about. And then we will have the address on there as well and a flyer.
Perfect. Okay. But the general location?
It is across the street from Memorial Central.
Hospital. Perfect. Okay. So right in the middle of town. Very easy to find. All right, that is it for this week's show. Next week, again, buy, sell. We're going to tell you all about that. Thanks for hanging out with us today and learning about key man or key person. If you have questions or comments, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance advice or you need insurance or you've got key people you want to protect, call Antonio. He'll answer the phone today, 203-6424, 203-6424. If you don't get him right away, we'll leave a message. He'll call you right back. Thank you all so much for listening. Part 7 coming up next week in the 7-part series on the secrets of keeping your employees. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings, 11:30 here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand, totally free, anytime. KRDO.com, select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.